Welcome to the Tuesday, July 10th edition of the Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. On yesterday's podcast, I made the comment that I didn't want to read all the coaching changes because it would take me about a half an hour to read them all. And that's true. I didn't want to take up the whole podcast with coaching changes. So I figured I'd break down all the coaching changes in a couple different podcasts. Here are some more coaching changes. Ben Frank has resigned as head baseball coach at Minico High School. Hillcrest hired four-time state Tide winner Dwight Richens as their new football coach. A lot of people think that is probably the best coaching hire in the state of Idaho. Richens, of course, had a long run at Shelley High School, and Shelley High School has hired Travis Hobson to take the place of Dwight Richens. Those are some big shoes to fill, and Shelley also hired Yancey Mora as their baseball coach. Other hirings from across the state: Justin Alsterlund has been hired as the new head football coach at Canyon Ridge High School, and Casey McLaughlin was hired as head football coach for Bonner's Ferry High School. Former Minico High School standout Travis Noble has been hired as the new boys basketball coach at Oakley High School. He replaces Tyler Matlock, who coached at Oakley for the past three seasons. A couple of tidbits of information from around the state. The IHSAA Hall of Fame banquet is going to be held August 1st, 6:30 p.m. in Boise at the Riverside Hotel. Inductees into the Hall of Fame this year are Jesse Eddy of Parma, Leon Long of Nampa, and Jerry Nutt of CUNA. A few new co-ops were approved at the latest IHSAA meetings. Bliss and North Valley Charter have co-op for boys and girls basketball. Garden Valley, Cascade, and McCall have co-op for wrestling. Cascade and McCall Donnelly have co-op for cross country, golf, and wrestling. Cascade, McCall Donnelly, and Meadows Valley have co-op for soccer. And Gooding and the Idaho School for the Deaf and Blind have combined to field soccer and basketball teams. And a big congratulations to Scott Orr. He was named the 2012 Official of the Year. He, of course, officiates football. Don't forget to check out idahosports.com, and the football schedule is up there already. August 24th is the kickoff week for Idaho football, and we have a great schedule of games on idahosports.com. We kick it off with Bora and Boise. That will christen the new Donna Larson Field in Boise. That'll be a good game. Also playing on the 24th, Coeur d'Alene versus Skyview, Columbia versus Canyon Ridge, CUNA taking on Minico, Lake City against Eagle, and Shelley taking on Idaho Falls. Earlier in the podcast, I mentioned there were several new co-ops for high school sports, and the question of the day is, I want to get your feedback on co-ops. Good or bad thing for high school students? On one hand, it does increase playing time. If a school has low numbers, they can co-op with another school and they can field a team. On the other hand, does it take away from the high school? Does it take away from the identity of the community in the high school? So, what are your thoughts on co-ops? Good or bad? Or maybe a little bit of both? Love to hear your feedback. Jeff@idahosports.com is my email address. Jeff@idahosports.com. I'd like your feedback on co-ops and on anything else. If you want to hear something specific in the podcast, let me know. I would love to hear your feedback on anything high school sports and college sports related in the state of Idaho. And speaking of college athletics in the state of Idaho, news out of Idaho State University. Officials over at ISU are severing ties with the athletics booster Matt Jolly. He's accused of offering money to potential basketball recruits and their coaches. Jolly has been banned from attending any events, games, fundraisers, or activities held by ISU. Athletic Director Jeff Tingey did not comment on the situation with booster Matt Jolly. That'll do it for today's podcast. Thanks again for listening. I'm lining up some interviews with some high school coaches from around the state as I speak right now. That's going to be a lot of fun, talking with coaches from around the state about their fall sports teams. Have a great Tuesday. I'll talk with you Wednesday morning. Don't forget, this podcast is posted at idahosports.com by 11 a.m. every weekday morning.